And this news update is being brought to you by McKenzie Jewelers, your full-service jeweler for over 38 years. And by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe, for your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervance with a look at your news for this hour. A Harbor Beach man is facing a misdemeanor charge following an arraignment in Huron County District Court. Ian Nathan Morley is accused of driving while his license was suspended, revoked, or denied in connection with an alleged incident on July 2nd. During the hearing, the court informed Morley of the charge, the potential penalties, and his constitutional rights. A court-appointed attorney will represent him for the remainder of the case. A pretrial hearing was scheduled for August 20th, while the prosecutor's been ordered to provide discovery and any plea offer before that date. Morley was released on a $3,500 personal recognizance bond. The charge is an allegation, and he is presumed innocent unless proven guilty in court. And the countdown is on for the 25th Annual Maritime Festival in Harbor Beach. The five-day celebration runs July 8th through July 12th at Judge James H. Lincoln Memorial Park, featuring family-friendly events, live entertainment, and activities throughout the week. Highlights include a 5K walk-run, farmer's market, beach yoga, lighthouse tours, a pet and bike parade, kids' carnival, classic car show, and a new cardboard boat race. Live music is scheduled each day, with the weekend wrapping up on Saturday night with a drone show over the harbor. Food concessions and American Legion barbecue will also be available throughout the festival. Registration for select events is available online at themaritimefestival.com. And a Bay County landmark honoring America's military service members has a new home. MVETS Post 22 held a dedication ceremony this week for the Blue Star Memorial after it was relocated from Veterans Memorial Park in Bay City. The memorial serves as a tribute to the men and women of the U.S. Armed Forces, recognizing both their service and their sacrifice. It also reflects the nationwide tradition of Blue Star Memorial markers, which have long stood as symbols of appreciation for those who've served in the military. Community members and veterans gathered for the ceremony to mark the memorial's new location and reaffirm its place as a lasting tribute to local and national military service. And a Saginaw man is facing multiple felony charges nearly a year after a crash in Tuscola County claimed the lives of six people. 26-year-old John Stacy was arrested in connection with the August 2025 collision at the intersection of Assert and Fairgrove Roads in Guilford Township. According to the Tuscola County Prosecutor's Office, Stacy is charged with six counts of second-degree murder and six counts of operating while intoxicated, causing death. Investigators allege Stacy was driving a pickup truck that failed to stop at the intersection before colliding with an Amish passenger van. Five members of the Amish community from the Cass City area and one occupant of the pickup were killed. Several other people suffered serious injuries. The crash remained under investigation for months as authorities worked to determine who was behind the wheel of the pickup. The case also drew the attention of the National Transportation Safety Board because of the number of fatalities and remains the subject of a separate civil lawsuit. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
This is Brad Jenks, sales manager at Joe Ritchie's Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. And now through July 6th, Ford is offering employee pricing for all. If you're buying or leasing, Ortis has a deal for you. Lease a 2026 Bronco Sport Outer Banks 4x4 for 4 years at $427 per month or purchase for $36,114. Looking for something bigger? Lease a full-size 2026 Bronco Big Ben 4-door 4x4 for 4 years, only $496 per month or purchase for $46,427. You can also lease a 2026 Explorer Active with leather for $505 per month for 3 years or buy for $45,149. Plus, right now you can lease the best-selling truck in America at $530 per month for a 2026 F-150 XLT Crew Cab 4x4 for 4 years. There's also additional savings available for AZ Plan buyers and additional incentives for F-150 Trade Assist and lease renewals. Leases are with $2,000 down, 10,500 miles per year for the before-mentioned terms. No security deposit required.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. A massive heat dome is cementing its grip across the American Southwest this morning, sending temperatures to dangerous record-breaking levels. Public health officials from California to Texas are urging residents to limit outdoor activities as regional power grids face their first major reliability test of the season. Air conditioning units are running at maximum capacity, driving electricity demand to near unprecedented peaks. In response, local municipalities are opening round-the-clock cooling centers and expanding outreach to vulnerable populations. Energy providers are asking consumers to voluntarily conserve power during the late afternoon hours to prevent rolling blackouts. Forecasters warn that if relief is nowhere in sight, with the extreme thermal ridge expected to last for at least another week. And financial shock waves are rippling across Asian markets this morning, led by a dramatic drop in South Korea's shares. Seoul's benchmark index plunged nearly 5%, fueled by aggressive sell-off of major semiconductor stocks like Samsung Electronics and SK Hynix. The market drop comes as a surprise to many, occurring right after Samsung posted an extraordinary quarter with a 19-fold surge in operating income. Financialists say global investors are locking in recent gains and rebalancing portfolios amid growing anxiety over whether massive investments in artificial intelligence continue to generate sufficient corporate profits. The anxieties are casting a shadow over Tokyo's Nikkei index as well, which closed at more than 2% lower as tech stocks faced a global reality check. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by McKinsey Jewelers, your full-service jeweler for over 38 years, and by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe.
At McKinsey Jewelers, we believe every piece of jewelry holds a unique story. Whether it's a symbol of love, a celebration of a milestone, or simply to treat yourself. At McKinsey Jewelers, we're here to help you find something truly special. From classic diamond studs to elegant stackable bands and show-stopping necklaces, our collection has something to fit every occasion and every budget. Each piece is hand-picked for its exceptional quality, beauty, and timeless appeal. With McKinsey Jewelers, it's not just about jewelry. It's about creating lasting memories with personalized service and a team dedicated to finding something that comes from your heart. You won't just leave with a purchase, you'll leave with a cherished keepsake. Visit us today. We're located on the north side of Bad Axe, or go to mckinseyjewelers.com and let us be part of your unforgettable moments.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKinsey Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKinsey Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
The north end of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine north end retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And that has been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.